This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, Movers Who Care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Good evening.
Good evening, Lon. Here's your ESPN Radio weather forecast brought to you by the Illini Inn. Yeah. Check them out on campus. Their appetizers, their wings, their pizza. I'm putting my stamp on the pizza. Need to try the wings. You say they're fantastic.
They're incredible. And I love the pizza.
Yep.
So now it's the issue now when I go there. It's almost like having three really good fantasy football receivers and you can only play two.
Good problem to have.
Now when I go to Illini Inn, I don't know whether to get the wings or the pizza. Luckily, I've been in different moods each time I've gone in there, and it's all worked out.
There you go. And so you went there after the last Illini win against Wisconsin.
Boom.
Maybe check them out after Rutgers.
Yeah.
Getting to the weather, though.
Dad's Day. There'll be some dads in there.
Yeah, for sure. Not as exciting outside. It's cloudy, about 50 down to in the 40s tonight with some rain.
Yeah.
After that, in the 40s with clouds.
Yeah.
And that snowflake on Thursday is still not making you happy. So, ESPN Radio.
Bleh. Oh. Yeah, I looked ahead today, and I'm like, okay, it's just a bunch of 48-degree weather and overcast for the next 2 weeks. Hey, ESPN 93.5, excuse me. And Stephanie Pratt, the realtor who rocks the real estate market, are sending you to another rock show. This time it's Cinderella's Tom Kiefer with L.A. Guns live at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. That's on Saturday, November 2nd. Plus, you'll ride with Stephanie to and from the show in a sweet limo provided by Larry's Limousine Service. Now, to get qualified, and we've got a bunch of qualifiers already, but go ahead and text in your email address to 359-2255. That is a standard 217 number. 359-2255. Everyone who texts in will be put into the grand prize drawing that we'll do next Wednesday here on The Drive. And by the way, if you've already texted in on this, you don't need to again, because we had a few that were texting in a few times. If you've already done that, we've got your text, so don't worry about it. But right now, 359-2255, get that sent in, and you will have a chance. This Wednesday, I said next Wednesday, this Wednesday we will do the drawing. Stephanie will come in, and somebody will get the chance to go to see Cinderella's Tom Kiefer with L.A. Guns live at Arcata Theater in St. Charles, and that is Saturday, November 2nd. I mean, Derek, you're riding a limo. You sip a little whatever you want to sip on the way over. I mean, it's a pretty good little ride, pretty good little night.
That sounds fun.
I keep wanting to do this. Stephanie keeps inviting me, but I can never do it. It's always on, like, it seems like it always falls on something I can't do. That's just my life.
It's unfortunate.
You know what I never miss? Ben from the U of I Meat sales room.
We make time for him.
Yeah, I mean, because I got to be here anyway. So he comes to us, which is wonderful. Ben, today we had chili cheese dogs. Can I be fully transparent?
Sure.
I've never had a chili cheese dog.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Good.
I never thought, I mean, I've thought about it, obviously, because I know it's done with the chili and the cheese, but I've always just been a boring ketchup on a hot dog and eat it and go from there. And I don't really eat a lot of hot dogs, but this was good. I liked how the chili and the cheese kind of bring out a little bit of the flavor of the hot dog.
Yeah, it definitely adds a little bit more of the heartiness to the sandwich, because like the dog, but like you were saying, most times I'm good with ketchup and mustard, but this chili adds a little bit more flavor, a little bit more heartiness to kind of get you through that cold weather. So
hey, and I assume this hamburger and the chili is from U of I Meat sales room.
So today it wasn't.
Oh really?
Yeah,
you fooled us.
I ran out of time today. I was actually on a vacation day today and didn't get time to cook any chili, but this is actually Hormel.
Hey, that's
it's
fine.
It's like sacrilegious talking about canned chili.
That's fine. The point is you've got hamburger at the U of I Meat sales room you can buy and add to the chili.
And that's what my wife stopped by the meat lab today when I was packing up, and she got some ground beef to make some chili with this week.
Nice.
And we've also used ground pork.
Mm.
So ground pork adds a little bit different flavor for chili, but it still does pretty well. So.
Let's say you pick up some ground beef, ground pork to make the chili yourself. Any tips there as you prepare for some chili dogs on Saturday?
Yeah. So if you're going to do it for Saturday, I would suggest maybe putting it in a crock pot.
Doing chili in a
crock pot. So don't cook it on your stove first. So what you can do is brown your meat in the skillet, and then transfer it into your crock pot with your cans of tomatoes, some water, your seasoning packets, and then make sure you add some salt and pepper to taste so you don't end up with a too bland of a chili. But put it on high for about 2 or 3 hours.
Boom.
And then medium the rest of the time, and you should be good.
I told the boys 2 weeks ago, right, Wisconsin game, I said I may do chili for Rutgers. And then I was like, how am I going to do that, though? Because normally I would make it at home and just take it. And I guess I could get up at 5 a.m. and make the chili, and it'd still be pretty warm by the time we got to the tailgate. But I don't know that we want to eat chili at 7 a.m. It's more of a, you know, 10 a.m. right before you're heading into the game kind of thing. So that's a great idea. One of the ladies at the tailgate is like, well, you just bring it in the crock pot, plug it in, and go. Mm-hmm. So but you know what? It's kind of, you kind of want to grill, though, right? You kind of almost feel like you're cheating the system if you just, or you got something in a crock pot.
So if you want to grill, you could get a cast iron skillet, maybe a little bit deeper one. Go ahead and you can brown some onions and garlic first. Add your meat in, or ground beef or ground pork. The onions and garlic will add some nice flavor to it as it browns. And then you can add your chili or your tomatoes.
Yeah.
And then your seasoning and just kind of cook it in that cast iron. It might take a little bit longer, but.
Right.
It'll give you that nice smoky flavor.
Well, I mean, every guy just wants to hang out by a grill and drink.
Yeah.
You know, and then as people walk by, you pick up the thing, you stir it a little bit. You're like, I'm just making some chili. It's like, man, that's cool.
That Tay, man, he gets it done, doesn't he?
Well, that sounds good. And the hot dogs, these are long. Mm-hmm. You guys sell these, I assume, at U of I Meat Sales Room.
Yep. These are called old-fashioned wieners. They come 8 per pack. They're about a pound and a half, pound and a third per in a package. Yeah. They're
going to fill you
very
up.
Popular and excellent.
One of those will fill you up. I don't know. I could probably eat two.
I can go for two.
Going to say that's the bad news of
going
me.
Well, for two?
we can do it. All right. So, I mean, basically, as we've learned with U of I Meat Sales Room, I mean, there is so much you guys can do. And even roast. Mm-hmm. We were talking about roast. Like, speaking of a crock pot, that is one thing that I like to do is put that roast on. You get home from work, especially with me getting home at 6:15 after radio, and boom, it's done. And you're ready to go, and your house smells delicious.
Yeah, and especially with that snowflake on the schedule for Thursday. Might be a good time to do a roast.
So head in to the U of I Meat Sales Room. They're on Maryland Drive. Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 5:30,
yep.
Friday morning 8 to 1 o'clock. Go in there. You guys have plenty of people in there helping you to pick out what you need, I assume. And then this is all the meat is right here from the U of I, right?
That is correct.
That's incredible. That's really cool.
Yeah. It's all, for the most part, they get a lot of students out there to help them out. So those students are getting that education, that experience to take on with them after they leave college. And then at the meat lab, our students are getting to learn about meat, where it comes from, how it's raised, how it's butchered, all that good stuff. So it's all goes to a great.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, the bad news is we've smelled it our whole life, the South Farms. But the good news is now you can eat it, and it's really good.
Yeah.
It's I like really the smell good. In that parking lot right now.
Oh, my. The grill working out there. That's awesome. Ben, well done. We'll touch base with you before the end of the show. How about that?
That sounds good.
You're the man. Thank
All right,
you.
Thank you, guys.
Ben Peterson, U of I Meat Sales Room, as always, getting us full on Mondays before Illinois football games. And, of course, get you ready for this Saturday against Rutgers. You know, hot dogs, like we've done with brats, hot dogs are just so simple, but sometimes, Derek, that's not bad. Sometimes at a tailgate, you just want to throw a few hot dogs on and just be simple.
Nice and quick, for sure.
Yeah.
And those were not your typical out-of-package rubbery hot dogs either.
No.
Those were nice and crunchy and pre-cooked.
So when Austin Berkland came in and he goes, man, there was something about that hot dog. He's like, the texture, so I'm like, it's just good. That's what it is.
Exactly.
You're not used to having that good of a hot dog. That's the reason for that. All right, when we come back, Illinois basketball played against South Carolina. I'm going to be, let's be honest, you can't say much about what happened because you don't know much.
I don't know a ton, no.
Okay, so Derek's going to kind of tell us what he knows about the game against South Carolina. Also, Tevian Jones suspended for a violation of team academic policies. I'll let Derek kind of explain a little bit with regards to that and if he's got any worry about that. I know there was the suspension last year for Tev, so now all of a sudden we're starting this year with that. You don't like to see that stuff because then it becomes a trend, and we don't, you know, once it becomes a trend, then that becomes a major problem.
I'm going to make him talk a little bit about the Bears.
Gosh.
I'm sorry, but we've got to do that. So we'll do Illinois basketball talk next. We'll do a little Bears talk. Then we'll do the Drive Time and World Series, and we'll touch on Illinois football getting the win at Purdue. A lot to do if you want to weigh in, 359-2255. That's 217-359-2255. Whoop, that button did. I'm cutting myself off, Derek. I got to do some work here. Hey, did you know the impact of your three-digit number? Yep, your credit score helps lenders decide their risk before giving you credit. Busey encourages the community to get smart about credit. Here's why. There's a survey that 1 in 3 consumers don't know their credit score. With good credit, you can buy a home, you can purchase a car, you can start a business, get a job, even establish utility service. Busey can provide the following do's and don'ts of credit. Do, read the fine print on the credit app. Do be wary of anyone who claims they can fix your credit report. Pay at least the minimum due and contact your creditor if you're having trouble making payments. Don't feel pressure to get a credit card. How about that, college kids? Don't ignore the warning signs of credit trouble, such as paying the minimum balance, paying late, using cash advances, and don't share your credit card number. Busey's The Pillar magazine is a great resource for learning money management, and it will help in the November issue. They talk about using credit wisely. Make sure you get a copy of that. Get smart about credit with Busey. Speak with their experts at 1-800-67-BUSEY. Today, that is Busey, member FDIC.
SPN Radio Sports Beat. From Charlotte, here's Dari Noka.
I've said it before, maybe too many times, that this college football season hasn't been that exciting. What makes college football exciting? Drama, the unknown, the upsets. Entering the weekend, we'd really only seen two big upsets, ones that involved national title hopefuls, South Carolina over Georgia, and then Illinois beating Wisconsin. But we got another one Saturday. Kansas State pushed around, ran over, ran through, and hammered Oklahoma. Sure, the final score was just 48-41, but that's because OU scored 18 straight to close the game. So down goes another title hopeful. While Georgia knows it could likely survive and reach the playoff if they went out, given the fact they would beat either Alabama or LSU in the SEC title game, Oklahoma has no such luxury. The Big 12 will not afford them that same opportunity. So when we complain about how Oklahoma or Clemson doesn't play in a good league, think about the other side. That while they should win all their games, one misstep can and should be critical. By the way, I know the AP voters finally made LSU number one yesterday, and while I do like them better than Alabama, I haven't seen a team all season better than Ohio State. In 60 seconds, old division rivals on a collision course to meet again with everything on the line.
It's time for some straight talk. You know those football players who are all talk, no show? Well, big wireless carriers aren't much different. Well, Straight Talk Wireless doesn't give you the hype, just the savings. For just $45 a month, you'll get the unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data, then 2G. No contract. All on the same 4G LTE networks as the big guys, but up to half the cost. Savings delivered right to your wallet. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Do you want shoes made from nature's original luxury superfiber? Then you need new Skechers washable shoes, made from premium quality wool. To start, wool wicks away moisture to help keep you dry and comfortable. It's also super flexible and highly breathable. And not only do they keep you cool and comfortable in the summer, but Skechers washable shoes also regulate temperature to keep you warm and toasty in the winter. Plus, they're even washable. Discover the wonders of wool with Skechers washable shoes at a Skechers store near you, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
The Saints won again, this time with quarterback Drew Brees making his return from his thumb injury. The defense continues to impress, and they showed that not having Alvin Kamara was survivable as Latavius Murray picked up where Kamara left off. But it's their former NFC West rival San Francisco, who may just be as real as their undefeated record says they are, to baffle and confuse a red-hot Panthers team who came in off a bye to the point of racking up 51 yards on their defense while slamming the door on Kyle Allen, who they picked off three times, and the Carolina offense. That to me was the statement of Sunday in the NFL. Could you not see a Niners Saints NFC title game? With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat, I'm Dari Noka.
You're moving to Texas. You've arrived, but your belongings have been missing for 3 weeks. Where is the moving company?
Moving doesn't have to
to be a horror movie, book your move with a local move specialist at Two Men in a Truck. You will know exactly where your items are. Two Men in a Truck can perform expedited moves. They don't have long lead times, and they don't put other folks' furniture on the truck with yours.
Ew.
Move your belongings safely. Visit TwoMenChampagne.com.
Make your risottis for lunch or dinner. Come see me and the crew at 701 South Gregory and take advantage of our great weekly specials. Every Monday, we do thin crust pizzas for half price after 4 o'clock. Tuesday, we're serving up pizza and veggie slices for lunch. The whole hub day is my favorite. Italian beef, fries, and a drink. Special at lunch. Thursday, you save on soda. And Friday, we're frying. Two-piece fried chicken, fries and drink, lunch only. Make today's lunch or dinner a special one at Risottis, 701 South Gregory in Urbana.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Why do so many go to Honda BMW of Champaign? Is it the selection of hundreds of new and pre-owned vehicles, the easy location off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or the fact that they're an award-winning dealership getting incredible reviews year after year from their customers? Yes, it's all of the above. Before you buy your next vehicle, give Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Honda BMW off Neal at Burwash Savoy, or go online, drivechampaign.com. It's the Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN 93.5.
It is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5, Lante, Derek Piper. It's just you and I now.
Yeah.
Alex leaving. Well, Ben's going to come back in from U of I Meat Sales, and we'll talk to him one more time. Isaac Trotter in the first hour. Illinois basketball. I mean, this is fun with Illinois football. Not only are we having fun post-game talks, now we can really get excited. I don't know if you get excited for Rutgers, but you get excited because you are going to win the game.
The thought of a win and improving over 500, five wins being one win away from a bowl game is exciting.
Let me rephrase it. You don't get excited about breaking down Rutgers. That was my fault. In other words, yeah. I'm excited about the game. I just said that, you know, at the end of last hour. I can't wait for Saturday to get here. Dad's Day, it's going to be about 50 degrees, I hope. Maybe get the sun popping out. And then hopefully a win. Now, I'm not even going to say a win against Rutgers.
Favored by 20, I think. Yeah. 21, three touchdowns going in.
But I wouldn't even know how to break down Rutgers. So we'll just.
Their quarterback threw for almost 200 yards against Liberty.
Okay.
Liberty was 7.5-point favorites.
I know.
Going in there.
And didn't you pick that game? Or was that Trevor?
I did not pick that.
Trevor picked that game.
Yeah.
And I forgot to bet it. Thank goodness.
Did you do all right on Trev's ticket?
I did. You know what? I forgot to place a lot of them. But you know what I did? I told you guys this. I always do $5 bets. That's it.
Correct.
I did a $20 bet on Illinois. With the weather and everything, I'm like, they're going to keep that within 10.
Good call.
And I thought Illinois was going to win. So Illinois was getting 10, and I'm like, I'm going 20. So I won $39 on that. So pretty good day. Pretty good day for Lon. I got my thing back up over 100 again, so that's always good. I'm still playing around with that original 100, which is fun to do. Okay, so you got Illinois football winning, and we're all excited about that. And I love on October 28th the fact that we're still talking Illinois football and getting ready for another tailgate and another game at home. But Illinois basketball is less than 2 weeks away, and they had a close scrimmage. Brad Underwood with his buddy, Frank Martin. What do you know about what happened Saturday in Charleston?
Columbia.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Columbia, South Carolina.
That's my bad. I was talking to a guy this morning about Charleston. In Columbia.
They played yesterday. There isn't a whole lot that's being let out. It's different between each scrimmage is different as far as an agreement between the coaches of what's going to be put out there. You see Jeff Goodman sometimes instantly has a score, instantly has a box score. Some other ones, there's not even a score put out.
Right.
And it's pretty well known now that not a whole lot's going to be known publicly about this. But I can tell you that Illinois, from what I've heard, Illinois had more points on the scoreboard than South Carolina at the end of it,
All right.
The end of the scrimmage.
All right.
I know that South Carolina, Their guards are inexperienced and young. Of course, if you hear that Illinois had the vast advantage there, you're not surprised. Down low, they lost Chris Silva, who was their leading points, rebound, and block shots last year and the year before. So a void for them to fill. But knowing that it's South Carolina, it's Frank Martin, they're a physical, tough, hard-nosed team. And it sounds like Illinois held their own on the glass, which is good to hear.
Okay.
And also, Benjamin Bosman's Verdunk got in the game.
Oh, he did.
So last week in practice, he was cleared on some limited minutes. And we're still, let's see, a week from tomorrow is the regular season opener. They play an exhibition game on Friday. Of course, Tevin Jones, which we're going to hit on, didn't make the trip to South Carolina on Saturday. It was announced that he's suspended indefinitely from game competition due to academic standards. He's not expected to play in the opener. He's expected to miss the Arizona games, as far as I've heard.
Mm.
And there's no exact timeline on when he'll be back. So, of course, looking at that at the four spot, George is going to play some four, but Kipper needs to step up.
Right.
And then Benjamin Bosman's Verdunk, if he's healthy and able to play, that would be a positive.
I've got different avenues I could go down right here about Illinois basketball. So I want to settle in kind of like the rain did Saturday in West Lafayette. I want to settle in on this topic. I want to ask you though, it's probably safe to assume that going into this scrimmage with South Carolina, with Brad and Frank being such good friends, I'm guessing they both basically just said, here's what I want to see out of you. If you don't mind, can you zone us for a while? Can you press us for a while? I'm making this up. Can you go big? You know, put your biggest guys on the court for a while so I can go, you know, my big guys and see how we settle. And then Frank Martin might come back and say, all right, Brad, I want you to zone us here. I want you to do this. I want you to go small for once and let us try to press that and see if we can kind of get some turnovers. I would assume there were a lot of coaches' handshakes saying, you do this because we need help on this, and I'll do this to help you on this.
Yeah, it's a very fair assumption. And early on, they run more like a practice and set up different plays or half-court sets or transition, out-of-bounds plays, different things like that that you would expect in a practice setting. And then they just kind of let them go in a scrimmage-like environment. And I think, as you mentioned, you want to see different looks and different lineups and all that. But at the same time, you also want to see what you got when you're really going.
Amen.
You're 2 weeks away. Sunday yesterday was 2 weeks away from at Arizona. That's a ranked team. That's 21st in the country. And you want to know when you really press the gas 2 weeks from now in a hostile environment against a ranked team, what is that going to look like?
Sure.
So I think that both want to know early on, as you mentioned, again, and you hear this, you know, with an Italy trip, trying different stuff at the same time, do what you do, South Carolina, throw what you have at us, and let's see where we stand.
Kofi, we can't all wait. I mean, I know Boss Man, I can't wait to see him, but Kofi, I mean, for a lot of Illinois fans, we still have nobody's seen him, right?
Other than some open practices, opportunities, but going against Georgie and Jermaine Hamlin, going against his own dudes.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure Georgie enjoyed the fact that on Sunday he didn't have to guard Kofi.
Right.
Because that is exhausting.
Is that the one thing? Okay, so how high, one being the highest, how high is that priority for you to see Kofi play in an Illinois uniform?
Yeah, it's pretty high up there. I think that if you combine it with Georgie and the utilization of both of them, it could be as high as anything outside of I'm still holding out defense number one.
Right.
As far as you got to prove you can get stops and be a good enough defensive team to win games. I've said it a lot. This is an offensively talented team. But Kofi, you know, running the floor, staying out of foul trouble is probably the priority there because he is a physical player. And by nature, he's going to pick up some foul calls just for being big.
Sure.
And it'll be interesting game to game. How is the game called? Is Kofi able to adjust? If he gets frustrated, does he manage that? Because we saw Georgie last year have some frustration fouls. And Brad brought up in Illinois Media Day that Georgie fouled out or had four fouls in almost half of your games or something like that.
That's true. Early on, especially. It seemed like he was in foul trouble early in the season, in other words, and then kind of figured that out, I think, as the season went. But that will be interesting. All right, you mentioned Tevin Jones, violation of team academic policies. So I'm going to conclude from that he's not getting his classwork done, but I don't know that that's...
That would be what you're putting out there.
That's probably what you're saying.
I think that if it was anything different, I don't think they would say team rules.
Okay.
And we know that he had a violation of team rules last year, missed eight games for that. And the word has been if that happened again, the same kind of situation, that might be his third strike.
Mm.
So this is something different.
Okay.
At the same time, it's still someone that's not getting it done off the court. And you have to separate it as far as Tevin Jones as a player where we expect him to be going into his sophomore year. I've said this offseason that no, he's maybe a little bit behind.
Fair enough.
Of course, still has the upside, the potential, the athleticism. But as a, you know, as a person and as someone, a part of that program that needs to do certain things off the court to be able to play, that's still something that is a challenge. And he slipped up somewhere. And when he's going to be back, I have no idea.
Okay. Sometimes. And I've seen a lot of Illinois basketball and a lot of Illinois football in my life. Sometimes a recruit comes in, they become an Illini, and then for whatever reason, it just kind of doesn't work. And I hope that isn't the case with Tev, because we saw in that game against Maryland last year, which was played, I think, at Madison Square Garden, right?
Yes.
Where he went for 18, he hit like four threes, he looked so athletic. He looked like a guy, even in that game, you kind of could tell that maybe defensively he was still working on things, but you could see just how, just in a flow he got and in a rhythm, especially shooting, where he just got the ball across half court and he's like, let's take a shot. And you see that and you think, oh man, I want that to happen. And then a lot of times we characterize it and kind of put, I do this. I put Allen and Tev in the same basket and I say, all right, we're going to mix this up. Hopefully both of you turn out helping us. At least one of you help, you know, hopefully for me, at least one of you comes out and helps this program.
To really break out, right?
Yeah, right, to break out. And it looks like Allen is the one on that course right now to break out. We saw that in Italy. We've seen it a little bit, you know, just in spurts here and there where he's attacking the glass. I've heard you talk about that with regards to the scrimmages, the open practices, and also even in practices that he's hitting the boards. I worry that, again, like I said earlier, you know, one thing happens, okay, that happens, it comes back, then it happens, you know, a different thing happens, but to the same guy, now it's becoming a trend, and I just hope that, you know, something like that doesn't lead to where all of a sudden you look back in 4 years and you're like, boy, I was really hoping for a lot more out of Tev. Now, there's still plenty of time for him to turn that around.
There is. At the same time, you are in competition with Alan Griffin for minutes, and
sure.
You have the transfer sitting out in Grandison and Hutcherson who are expected to play next season. And when you are someone that has gotten in, I don't want to say necessarily gotten in trouble. I mean,
right.
You got suspended for 8 games. Obviously, you got in trouble.
Yep.
But then also just not taking care of business, I guess. For someone that is that talented and was a highly sought after recruit for you in the spring, you have high hopes for him. You want to see him figure it out. You know, Jeremy Richmond came in here with a lot of high hopes and he didn't get it done, away from the court as well. So you don't want that to be another situation because, as I mentioned, very talented, very well liked
kid.
He's very, very nice. But you got to be able to get yourself done.
It's a deep team, but you want all hands on deck. I mean, you want all hands on deck with this Illinois team. And if Allen's having an off night or if Kipper, you know, hopefully he figures it back out again. But if he's not, then all of a sudden you need Tev there. And when you're playing Arizona, there might be a 2-minute stretch where you're like, man, this would have been perfect for Tevin Jones to be in here right now. I mean, isn't he from Arizona or he's out west? So, you know, you look at that a little bit of the punishment for him in the sense that if he doesn't play in that game, now, you can look deeper into this and say, all right, well, his parents might be out there saying, oh, my gosh, Tev's going to be playing in Arizona. Now, all of a sudden, if he's suspended, he's not going to be playing, and that becomes frustrating. So there's a lot to it. I don't want to make any more of it. I'm just hammering it right now, then we'll move on. I just hope he can get that corrected and get it figured out because you just don't want to go into any season with any negatives.
No, you don't. And you just don't want to be in a situation where self-inflicted wounds before you even start playing. You're not factoring in injuries. And Tev has potentially quite a bit of value to this team.
Yes, he
puts it together. He can rebound. He can run the floor. He can knock down threes. Even if it's just a stretch where he comes into the game and you get a couple of turnovers and you're out in transition and he gets a dunk or he hits a couple of threes, all of a sudden that is enough to contribute to a win. And everybody, as you mentioned, all hands on deck for a season like this with high expectations, you want him to be able to be out there.
And there's certain guys you just know that the fan base loves. And Tev is one of those guys.
Yeah.
Tev is just one of those guys that I think you hear about a 4-star kid coming in. He picks you, comes all the way to the Midwest from West Coast. You see that he's got the ability. We see that 18-point game. Illinois fans are just dying to see Tev break out. And that's the thing that would be frustrating if that never happens.
who doesn't want to see him play?
Amen.
I mean, 6'7", all the length and run and jump athleticism. He had, in Italy, people were going crazy because he was at the top of a zone and picked the pocket of the guard two times in a row and was about to tear the rim off.
Nice.
I mean, he has that ability.
I love it.
It's a guy that you want to see succeed, and obviously he's, when he's going, he's fun to watch.
Yep. Well, hopefully he'll figure that out. So the good news is, I think, no injuries.
Correct.
Sunday, right? I said Saturday.
As far as I know, yes.
No injuries, we don't think, yesterday, and that, to me, is almost bigger than anything. All right, Derek. It's a pregnant pause. I hate doing this to you. NFL football. I thought about bringing up the Eddie Pinheiro field goal.
No, you just did.
Wide left. Well, I meant the actual. Man. I'm not a Bears fan. I've said this before. Anybody that listens to the show knows I'm an Arizona Cardinals fan. I've always kind of had the Bears as a second team, even though I'm all in Arizona. Don't get me wrong. That's not, I'm no bandwagon here with regards to, oh my gosh, the Bears are good, I'm going to jump on them. But I've always enjoyed when they're good because the majority of my friends are Bears fans, and I just think it's fun when you have teams around our area that win. When the Cubs and Cardinals are winning, it's fun, and it's even more fun when they're both winning because then, you know, you just hate each other, right, Cubs and Cardinals fans. When the Bears are winning, I think it's fun. And you look at this team, I mean, I don't know what to say, Derek, and I'm sure for you, I mean, even me as a non-Bears fan, I'm sitting there yesterday just like, mumbling to myself, just saying, how bad is this team? What is this like as a Bears fan? Let me ask you that first. Be a fan. What is this like as a Bears fan, knowing you went, what, 12-4 last year?
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're out to this kind of a, you know, start, and you're looking at it like, there's no way we're going to win a division now, and there's no way we're going to make a playoffs.
Yeah, to go from 12-4, you have the coach of the year in football, Matt Nagy. You have the best defense in football. You have Mitch Trubisky, who had an okay year last year. Statistically, it was, you know, 2-1 touchdown interception, and felt like with David Montgomery coming in, the running game would improve. You have all the weapons you think you need on offense, and another year in the system, you thought it can only go up from here.
No doubt.
And it was so highly anticipated that this season to start it off, and they're legitimately bad.
They are.
They are a bad football team, and we laughed at, you know, you came in one day and Sports Illustrated's got them last. I'm like, what in the world are they thinking?
It was weird.
Yeah. And now they look like they saw something that we didn't. And to have this game, look, Matt Nagy deserves a lot of criticism for, you know, his system, and former quarterbacks have come out and said this is the worst system in football. It just seems really random and no connectivity between plays. It's a lot of just like trickery and smoke and mirrors.
Right.
And he did commit to running it last
27 carries from Montgomery, 100 some yards.
He produced. Trubisky made a couple of plays, but then made a couple of bad plays.
I know.
You're up 16-10 in the fourth quarter. He throws an interception. Luckily, the Chargers miss a field goal. Then he sits in the pocket and spins and fumbles. But you still get downfield and get in the field goal range. And Pinheiro, and a lot of people said, well, Nagy, why don't you run the ball again? Nagy, why don't you try to throw a pass? I don't really blame him. You said off the air, and we talked about it, did you not get far enough?
Yeah,
41-yard field goal.
Distance wasn't the problem.
You're at your 21-yard line. You could get a holding on a run call, tackle for loss when they know the run's coming. If you want to be risky and throw the ball at Trubisky, a pick, a sack.
And the way the season's going, you know something like that was going to happen, right? You almost get the feeling that the way this season's going, Trubisky would have snapped it, fumbled it, fallen on it, and you would have lost 8 yards. Now you're kicking a 50-yarder. The point is, though, and really you said it, there's 2 points here. It all comes down to this. Any field goal kicker in the NFL should make a 41-yard field goal. That game should have been won by the Bears. Yes, you wouldn't be excited about it.
You wouldn't feel great.
But you wouldn't feel great, but I've said it 100 times. A win is a win is a win on NFL Sunday. I don't care if you blow out a team or if you win by a point at home. You take that win, you move to the next week, and you try to get better. So you had yourself in position, like you did against Denver earlier this season, to win a game on a last-second field goal. This one even simpler, I think, than Denver. It's a 41-yard field goal. Pinheiro misses it. I guess what it underscores, though, is the fact that maybe at home against a Chargers team that's not good, that's coming from the West Coast to the Midwest, and that never works well for West Coast teams. Believe me, I've seen that my whole life with the Arizona Cardinals. you shouldn't even be in a position where you have to kick a field goal to win a game, and that's the frustrating part.
Absolutely. That's a really bad football team in the Chargers. I mean, Rivers, is he going to play there next year? Is his last year of his deal?
Yeah.
You saw his look after Pinheiro missed it.
Oh, like, my
gosh.
He
was almost afraid to even be to celebrate. Like,
he was.
We stink, but I guess we won. And that's the thing with the Bears is just like, man, and long term, you don't know where the solutions come because that quarterback is not it.
No.
And what are you going to do as far as, are you going to trade for one? Are you going to, can you draft one in the second round and hit on that? And Ryan Pace has done a lot of good things as far as assembling the surrounding pieces, but, and there's bigger issues than just the quarterback.
No doubt.
The defense hasn't been as good recently. The running game, I know it got going against the Chargers. And then now you thought you had an offensive genius in Matt Nagy. He was the coach of the year. And is he even a good play caller?
It's weird. I mean, you want to sit there and you want to blame Trubisky, right? And he should be better. I don't care what plays are being called. There's way too many passes that he misses. You know, like I tweeted out a couple weeks ago, I'm like, Trubisky's over here just overthrowing guys by 10 yards. And it's like, what? And you see that, but it's just, you hear about guys going through sophomore slumps. You don't hear about guys going through junior slumps. And this is his third year after his rookie year that was very indifferent. Last year, I thought he made strides, at least to the point where, look, he didn't hurt us. You finished 12-4. Trubisky didn't hurt us. He got out of the pocket well. He made some plays. He ran the ball well. So I think we can win with him as long as he doesn't hurt us. This year, he just hurt you. Because, he didn't have a ton of interceptions, although he had the interception and the fumble yesterday. But he just, there's certain throws that keep an offense going and keep a drive going to give your defense even more rest, to get into areas where you can score points. And Mitch isn't one of those guys that does it. Meanwhile, you look at a guy like Drew Brees yesterday that is like 50 for 52. He wasn't, but it seemed like it. And all he does is look downfield. Nope. 8 yards down, boom, 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 boom. Next thing you know, they're inside the 30.
Yep.
And then you watch the Bears, and you're like, we're lucky to get down to even try to score. It's frustrating. It's frustrating to me, and I'm not a fan. I can't imagine what it's like for you guys. I can't. At least I know my Arizona Cardinals stink.
Yeah, but you have a quarterback that might be the answer.
That's
and the
true.
Worst position in sports is to not have the quarterback position solidified.
Amen.
It's hard to hit on that, and if you don't have it and you don't have pieces to get back high in the draft, you never know when it's going to happen. I don't know how good the quarterback actually needs to be with that defense.
I agree.
And how much that would elevate or how much easier that would make Matt Nagy's job.
I'm interrupting you.
You're good.
How much better would you be with Kyler Murray?
We'd be better.
Better. I promise you. And you look at what Steve Keim, who is the GM at Arizona and deserves maybe to be fired after this year because his rosters have not been good for a while. But the fact that, you know, a lot of people made fun of or ripped on Arizona because you just drafted Rosen 10 last year, then all of a sudden you trade him and now you take Murray first, you see why.
Yeah.
Because when you look to the future, you can watch that game, you can watch an Arizona game, you can see him learning on the job, Kyler Murray, and he still does some things where I'm like, but you see it and you say, there's no doubt he's going to win football games in the NFL.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any doubt.
Exactly. I agree with you. You don't see anything out of that.
No.
With Trubisky. You don't see things that you're seeing from Gardner Minshew.
Right.
Who's a fourth-round pick or whatever it may be. Trubisky can't read defenses. He doesn't have confidence.
Nope.
Doesn't have a swagger. That's why I think he's just shot.
Yep.
I think he's so broken now, not only with his, footwork and making throws, but mentally. The mental side has gotten to him, and it's just – I don't see it working at all.
Is the trade deadline over?
It's this week.
Do the Bears trade for a quarterback? Even a Teddy Bridgewater or...
I don't think the Saints would give him up.
Chase Daniel is not your guy.
No, he's more of a player coach.
Yes.
And
that's on Ryan Pace, too.
True.
I know Chase came in last year and got you a couple of wins, but when you watch those games, you're like, oh, boy, our defense is winning this game.
You trade for Eli Manning. Do you trade for Case Keenum, you trade for Ryan Fitzpatrick? I don't know.
I'm telling you, right now, I would take Ryan Fitzpatrick in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat. Wouldn't you?
I know there's the argument that he doesn't know the system, but I don't know that Trubisky knows. What is the system, number one? Does Trubisky know the system? And can Ryan Fitzpatrick not just make throws to Allen Robinson for four quarters?
Right. Does Nagy know his own system?
I don't know.
Boy, he was really, you can almost see when a season goes to hell. And you can see it yesterday when Nagy is sitting there arguing with reporters.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, here we go. You saw it last night with Anthony Rendon when the reporter asked him about hitting with runners in scoring position for the Nationals. What do you need to do different? Do you do something different? And, you know, Rendon, is it a dumb question? I don't think so. Do you try to do something different? And Rendon answers it by saying, oh, yeah, I mean, we try to go 3 for 22, then we go 4 for 23, then we go 5. Well, yeah, we know that. You know when it gets into their heads like that to where reporters are bugging them, mm-hmm. it's over.
Yeah, and it's crazy that one season ago they had Club Dub and they're dancing in the locker room and they're so likable and they're great guys, and now they lose and Khalil Mack is nowhere to be found, won't answer questions, and
right.
Nagy is fighting with reporters and all this, and Trubisky has no swag,
no
nothing.
That's weird.
It's
man.
Getting back to as a Bears fan where I'm angry.
Yep.
I'm really angry and still want to. I'm curious what the solution is going to be if there is one. Same time, it's getting back into that numb feeling of they're bad. And I don't really expect anything else.
I can give you two guys right now in Arizona, Larry Fitzgerald and Patrick Peterson, even though Peterson, I don't know, deserves that role right now. Those are two guys on two different units for Arizona that are leaders of that unit. They absolutely rule that unit and say what goes. Here's what goes. Here's what's going to happen. Can you name two Bears that do that? I don't know.
I would hope to say Danny Trevathan on the defense. Offensively...
Maybe Allen Robinson, would he be one? Or is there an offensive lineman?
I have a leader on offense.
I'm not sure you
it's
do.
It's not Kyle Long.
No. And it's not Trubisky.
No.
It's not Trubisky. It's just, I don't know. You got to have those guys. You got to have those guys. And this is when you need them right now. All right. I made him talk Bears. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
When we come back, we're going to touch just a quick little ditty on World Series and get Ben from U of I Meat Sales Room in here to talk a little bit more about the U of I Meat Sales Room. He made us chili cheese dogs today. Yes, it is the drive.
What you do at with the Champaign Police Department. Mm-hmm. Explain what that's all about.
Yeah, so I wear quite a bit of hats there. I am a hostage negotiator. I am a crisis intervention officer. I also do the wrist watch, which I love. It gives me an opportunity to go out and speak to the second and third graders here in the city.
Nice.
You know, give them knowledge and some tips on bike and pedestrian safety. And to see these kids' face when I walk in uniform and they ask me 1,000 questions. Of course, about 98% of those are not bike and pedestrian safety related, but I still love the interaction and seeing their faces and them being excited to see a police officer. And you know, I try to give them, whether it be stickers or pencils or something, you know, give back to them and say, you know, hey, I appreciate you guys paying attention to me for this, you know, 20, 25 minutes.
Exactly. Officer Walton, I appreciate you explaining some parts of your career with Champaign Police.
Yes.
Law Enforcement Official of the Month brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website, SKtoday.com.
You work hard from the day-to-day operations of your farm to planning for the future. Busey's team understands the unique challenges you face. With farm management, brokerage, and financing solutions tailored to your needs, we can help ensure your hard work pays off now and into the future. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, another week, another great, successful grill and chill with Ben from the U of I Meat Sales Room. I mean, they just keep getting better. They're all great. He cooked us bacon cheeseburgers. Kent Brown and Illini AD Josh Whitman, well, they just happened to be here, and guess what? They got them, and they were like, wow. Well, next up, Ben's going to be back in a few weeks to get you ready for the Rutgers tailgate on Monday, October 28th. You can join us for the next grill and chill. Just stop by the station, 2702 Boulder Drive in Urbana on the 28th. It's grilling and chilling with U of I Meat Sales Room. Monday, October 28th on The Drive.
You want to make a splash. You want to impress your guests. You want them to walk out saying, wow. If you're planning a corporate event, private party, or need a customized menu, you need Miga Restaurant. From big business to small parties, Miga's private rooms can accommodate all party sizes. And they'll give you the luxury you deserve. Call 398-1020. Miga Restaurant.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years, and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit KelseyFurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook, Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. Country Arbor is having our biggest sale of the year. Every plant in the nursery is at least 20% off, with select plants up to 50% off. These aren't merely leftover plants from the spring. We've been bringing in fresh new plants to keep the nursery fully stocked for the last big push going into winter. The best time to plant is now. Less transplant shock and less money. So come out to Country Arbor's Nursery for the best selection of trees, shrubs, and perennials, and they're all on sale. For more information and directions, go to countryarbors.com. I'm Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery, and have a nice day.
Stay in the know with alerts from Prospect Bank. Our alert messaging system has been enhanced and now offers more notification opportunities than ever before. Do you want to know when a transaction occurs on your account or a balance hits a certain threshold? Log into online banking at bankprospect.com or through our e-mobile app to start utilizing alerts and never miss another notification. Sign up to receive alerts via email, text message, push notification, or your online banking secure inbox. It's smart, it's easy, it's alerts from Prospect Bank. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Straight No Chaser.
I'm going to be there.
I forgot to play a song for you, Derek.
I'm going to be down at the Virginia, so if anybody's down there, say hey. Say hey. All right, it's The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper. Great show today. Talked about Illinois beating Purdue, of course, 24-6. Illinois basketball played at South Carolina. We don't know a lot, but kind of told you what we know. Tev Jones has been suspended for violation of team academic policies. Talked about that. Talked about the Bears.
We got through it.
Yeah, we did. You got through it. I'm pretty proud of you. You didn't go in the corner and cry after it was done, so I was pretty proud of you. But I think you got excited because Ben from the U of I Meat Sales Room is here, and every time he comes in, we talk food. And if that doesn't fire you back up, I don't know what does. Ben, well done today. Chili cheese dogs.
Yes.
That was good.
Thank you.
That was very good. Now, you said you've got a tip on chili.
Yeah. So typically on a Sunday, if my wife is making chili, because she makes the best chili I know of.
It's the best.
And hers is a little runny, which is perfect because we put Fritos in it, sour cream, all that good stuff.
Yes.
Nice.
But I feel like...
Do you put saltine crackers in your bowl? I do. I'd rather almost have crackers than Fritos, but I know people that put the Fritos and they love it.
Yeah. The saltines are just a little too bland for me.
Okay. That's fair.
I like a little bit more salty.
You can tell. What about a slice of cornbread?
With peanut butter on it.
Oh, I haven't done the peanut butter.
You know what? Yes. I had a buddy years ago in Southern Illinois. When we'd make chili, he would make bread. He'd just take a piece of bread and put peanut butter on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I don't get that. And he goes, just try it with chili, man. And I love peanut butter. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
But it was like, yeah. Can peanut butter be a meat?
I've tried to make peanut butter bacon before.
Have you really?
And it did not turn out.
Okay, so don't do that. Just leave it alone. All right, so for the chili, you said a little thicker chili for the hot dog.
Yeah, so if you're making it from scratch, typically when you put say you put two cans of tomatoes in there, my wife likes to fill those cans up with water, put them in there as well. Cut back on that water a little bit.
Okay.
Maybe only put half a can to a full can of it, one in. And then you can also double up on the meat, too.
Oh.
A little bit more meat, less water. We'll give you a nice thick chili.
Yeah, and see, you add that to the hot dogs, and if you have any chili left, you just eat the chili.
Yeah.
I mean, that's two in one right there. Just boom.
Perfect.
All right, U of I Meat Sales Room, located there on Maryland Avenue, 1503 South Maryland Avenue. Tuesday and Thursdays, 1 to 5:30, Friday, 8 to 1. When they walk into the U of I Meat Sales Room, to make this easy for somebody that hasn't been, is it just, I mean, you just stare ahead and there's meat everywhere, I assume.
Pretty much. Yeah, you walk in through the glass doors on the south side of the building. You take a quick right and you got the eggs to your right. You have a couple freezer cases on your left of our patties, ground beef, some random frozen steaks, some frozen sausages. Then you walk forward a little bit more. You look past the eggs. You see our cook case where we have our cooked sausages, bacons, hams, anything cooked.
That's awesome.
Jerky, snack sticks. And then in front of all that is our fresh cases with pork, beef, and lamb. So
when I get home tonight, my freezer will consist of two breakfast sausage patties, two boxes, excuse me, a box of brats, four ribeye sandwiches that I haven't thawed out and made yet, and hamburger.
Mm.
Those patties that you have from, I'm ready
to
eat.
Stocked up.
I am good to go for the winter. Bring on the snow, man. I'm good to go in the winter. Well, Ben, it's always great to have you in here. We will see you a couple of more times before this football season's out.
Yep. We'll get together and talk about when we meet again and all that good stuff.
Awesome, buddy. Ben, always fun to talk to you, my friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Good stuff. U of I Meat Sales Room. Ben is kind enough to come and do this before every home game. Josh Whitman and those guys. By the way, Ben, ever since you made bacon cheeseburgers, Illinois is 2-0.
Very nice.
So,
I mean, I'll take the credit.
You know what? If they keep winning like they are, we may have to do another bacon cheeseburger before the season's over.
That would be my point.
Maybe the blowout party. We'll do a little bacon cheeseburger and other things.
That sounds great. I'll even make some of my special dry cured bacon.
Oh, yes! So. Okay, I'm in. Boom. Done. Ben, thank you, buddy. Yeah,
thank
well
you,
done. Well done. Want to thank Isaac Trotter for coming in. Line 9 Choir. All right, Derek. Good stuff, man.
It's fun.
Illinois football, man. This is making it fun.
It's fun to break it down and for it to matter.
It is.
It's been enjoyable.
In fact, tomorrow we'll have Mike Dudick on. Ask him about playing in those conditions.
Right.
What it's like for a wide receiver when you pretty much know you're not going to get anything. But it doesn't matter. It's all about the win. We got to sneak out.
All right.
Talk to you soon, man.
Sounds good.
The Drive.
Are you almost 65 years old? Time flies, doesn't it? Well, Medicare enrollment is coming up, and you have some decisions to make. The problem? It can be totally confusing. Medicare Part A and Part B, Medigap Plan F versus Plan G. The alternatives practically run the alphabet. Pick the wrong thing, and you may pay more than you have to. Relax. Call eHealth. We have over 20 years of insurance experience and offer Medicare supplement plans from several of the largest insurance companies. Our licensed insurance agents are well equipped to offer solutions that may maximize your savings. We can help you with questions about coverage for your doctor, pharmacy, hospital, medical care, and prescription drug costs. We can also help you check if dental, vision, and hearing coverage are available. So, you can make a big fat guess or call eHealth now for a free consultation. There's no obligation to enroll, so call now. 800-MEDIGAP. 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 This is an insurance ad for eHealth, a licensed insurance agency not affiliated with Medicare or any government agency. This ad is not for Minnesota or Texas consumers.
Time for another My Journey with Mettler.
My name's Brock Ideas. My hometown is Gifford, Illinois, and I'm a farmer. This spring, I suffered from a leg injury as a result of training improperly. Last, both of my lower calves were in constant pain. And every day, I'm grateful for the answered prayer of being led to the Mettler Center. They're extremely helpful. The physical therapist I specifically had, he was a very good listener. I enjoyed listening to his advice and putting it into practice in my daily life.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
Did you know the manufacturing industry employs more than 11,700 women and men in Champaign County? Join Champaign County EDC and the Atkins Group as we celebrate National Manufacturing Day and Illinois Manufacturing Month this October. Local companies like Latania Sports Group, APL Engineered Materials, and Apprentice are opening their doors to the public for tours, and we're proud to celebrate their contribution to our local economy. To learn more and register for these tours, visit mfgday.com. That's mfgday.com.
Ready to change jobs where you're working is putting your feet to sleep, or maybe not letting your feet sleep at all? You have integrity, you're hungry to grow, you believe good things happen? I'd love to talk to you. Hey, it's Stevie J. As an equal opportunity employer, we have a rare opening for a senior account executive. Comes with the best list of clients ever. Also comes with a great benefit package. If you have integrity, you're hungry to succeed at a high level, you have a positive outlook on life, you have a little sales experience, love to talk to you. Simply send an email to me, stevie@sjbroadcasting.com. Again, it's stevie@sjbroadcasting.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know that quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
Hey, it's Stevie J. So I have these new Stevie J Broadcasting logoed shirts that I got from Game Day Spirit. I get so many people looking at them, asking where I got them. It's because the logo looks great and the quality of the shirt is really nice. Anyway, it's a great product from Game Day Spirit, locally owned and operated. They're professional and they'll take care of your corporate apparel needs just like they did for me. Get a free quote. Email sales@gamedayspirit.com. That's sales@gamedayspirit.com.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. This year's Live to Lead was the best one ever. So we're hosting an encore presentation of the exact same program on Tuesday, December 10th at 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the I Hotel. John Maxwell, Angela Arends, Marcus Buckingham of StrengthFinder, Chris Hogan, and Rachel Hollis of Girl Wash Your Face. They rock the house. Don't miss miss this opportunity. Bring your team, bring your spouse, bring a friend. It'll be an amazing program that you won't forget. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
Around this time of year, I miss comfort food from home.
How about heading out to Curtis Orchard at 3902 Duncan Road in Champaign? Deed at the Flying Monkey Cafe.
What? That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it's Curtis Orchard's Wizard of Oz theme, and homemade lunch combos are a great price and available from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. until they close in late December.
Curtis Orchard? I'll bet they have great apple pies, too.
At least half a dozen pie options. It's awesome.
Wow, good.